the duty to provide particulars of beneficial owners, and the verification processes provide a strong safeguard against money laundering and corruption generally, and ultimately boost investor confidence in the Ghanaian economy. The phenomenon of the creation of shell companies and opaque financial systems that provide an opportunity for the laundering and concealment of illicit wealth has been drastically reduced by the enactment of the Companies Act. Respectfully, we must tackle financial crimes from the base. An effective way to deprive criminals of the fruits of their wrongdoing is by dealing with the sources of funding of their subversive enterprises so as to disrupt and intercept the proceeds of their misconduct. When those who have been trusted with authority to ensure that right procedures are followed, derelict or seen, the trust and confidence of the people in financial systems are abused. Banks must be held accountable. Confidentiality rules and protection of the identities of holders of accounts, especially in some offshore jurisdictions, often become a facade and a conduit for the concealment of proceeds of corruption and other economic crimes. Tracing the assets of accused persons, especially convicts of economic crime, is a sophisticated enterprise. It requires the willing participation of a network of gatekeepers such as forensic accountants, bankers, lawyers, real estate agents, data analysts, information technology experts, and indeed luxury service providers who act together and are bound up by some rules of ethics and accountability. Geolocation tools will have to be deployed to identify and monitor the physical location of assets. A transparent and accountable financial environment rooted in structures and systems of integrity is no doubt fundamental.